We're going to crank up some video footage that was shot in 1939 by a film crew visiting R.T. Byrd. Could you tell us a little bit about it as we're watching?
This is absolutely wonderful. R.T. Byrd, that's the Biloxi River, and R.T. Byrd came down here from the American Museum because he knew there were dinosaur tracks here. Now, the river is swift flowing, and the footprints are found in the bed of it, so in order to excavate them, you got to dry it out. So these guys built dams. Oh, look at him making footprints. They built dams to divert the water and then bailed it out, and they're mopping out a big sauropod footprint there. Now, the footprints had been known for who knows how long, probably Bull Adams and his brother George in Glenrose were the first really educated people to look at them. But surely fishermen and Indians and everyone had seen them before. But Byrd came down here, hired these people to work on these tracks, and you see they are digging around the slabs of limestone. You see the big sauropod tracks, and next to it even there are three-toed tracks. Going right along the big tracks. Now, when Byrd looked at those, he scratched his head and wondered what could have made those tracks like that. Now, you treat fossils like you would treat a broken bone and put them in a cast. What they're doing is putting plaster-soaked bandages onto blocks of limestone. They're numbering each block so that they can keep track of where it came from on their maps when they move them out. Now, these blocks were all sent to Galveston. Now, look how they have to get them out of the bed here. These fellas in their overall styles have changed a little bit in the last 60 years. And you know, that is hot, heavy work. Each one of those guys is lifting 100 pounds or so. That's probably a 500 or 600 pound block. And you can see how they're struggling with it. Dinosaurs are not an easy business, especially if you're walking uphill like this. So you really have to hand it to the people that worked so hard to get those tracks out. Now they're unloading them off the pallet on the top of the hill, and they're being put on this car. Look at this car. This is a terrific thing, isn't it? Now that is a dino mobile. It's just terrific. Byrd had all kinds of trouble with that car, and it's amazing to read the stories. There's a great book by TCU Press, Bones for Barnum Brown. You can get it at the park, and it just tells this whole story very well.
Lewis, thank you a lot for all this background information. I think we're going to go now to the labs at SMU, at the Schuller Museum. And Sherlock is going to be talking to your preparator, Kent Newman, about what's the next step once you get a fossil out of the ground and how you prepare it and get it ready for the scientific study. But thank you again.
Thank you.